What is up, everyone? It's Doug PMTG. I got a different episode coming at you today. I'm actually in the car right now on the way to Calgary with my friend Nyala. Nyala, how are you doing?
Really good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just going to quickly throw this one. We didn't prep anything. I didn't even tell Nyala that she was going to be on until 30 seconds ago. So
maybe 15?
Oh, we're going to say 30 now because we've been recording for at least 23. Now, how would you describe yourself to people? Like, what adjectives would you use, like, as far as, like, this is a Magic the Gathering podcast, so people might identify as intellectual or strategic, or what would you use to describe yourself?
Bubbly.
Okay.
Lately, I think I felt a lot sporadic.
Sporadic, okay. How about, like, interest-wise? I'd say I'll give you a prompt. Artsy. I would use artsy, yeah, as opposed to, like, you know, strategic. Like,
yeah,
what else?
Perfectionist.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one for this game. You do well. Have you ever played Magic the Gathering?
I have never played
played Magic the Gathering. That's all right, because we're about to play a game show. Are you ready to be this contestant? Because this is how the game show is going to work. Magic the Gathering has 5 colors, okay? Each color represents an element. The blue is the water. They're very disruptive and controlling. They manipulate things like time and entities. The green is like the nature. It's the forest. It's the elves. It's the dryads. You know, it's what you'd see in the Forbidden Forest in Harry Potter. You know, the centaurs, all that fun stuff that you'd have to do with nature. They're all about balance and healing and stuff. White is like, it's like judgment, angels, mercy, gods, wraths, right? Like, what do you think? Typical white, a lot of angels. Black is like the unholy, the pestilent, the zombie, the decay, the death. A lot of anything death-related is usually found in black. Or red, which is destruction. It's the elements. Think lava. And on that subject, I just want to send out love and condolences to anyone in Hawaii right now. I know it's a weird segue, but the word lava made me think about that, and some crazy stuff happening in Hawaii. But anyways, okay, so here's what the game is. Are you ready? It's called Guess What Color This Card Is.
Oh boy, yes, so ready, so ready.
So I didn't tell her what the game, I just came up with it while we're driving to Calgary. We're very close, but just try and use what you've thought. I'm going to give you some easy ones first, okay? So this card is just, you got to name the color. That's all I have to do. This card is called Murder. What color do you think that falls under? This is the easiest one of ours. So the color black.
Yeah.
Black, red, green, blue, or white. You choose black. Yes, of course. Death, murder. Yeah, that's black. That's a good one. Okay, here's another, I think, easy one. Nature's Way.
Green.
That's a green card. Okay. I'm going to just keep, because this is going to give you a bit of, your harder ones are going to come, but this is going to give you a bit of a base. How about Circle of Protection Red? That's a little bit. What color out of what I described might have a circle of protection? This color would.
White.
Yes, good. White. 3 for 3. All right. How about Counterspell? Remember, this game is wizards casting magic against each other. So a counterspell would be used to stop, deflect, interrupt their spell. Oh, this is good.
Red?
Not red. Red is a good guess. In red in magic, there's a lot of cards that actually deflect, like Wild Ricochet. That's kind of more how they handle this, is they kind of send them for a chaotic journey. But no, the one who has the control and the mastery and can manipulate the spells is blue. Blue is very much about that. And then how about Lightning Bolt? This one's interesting. Don't think of necessarily just the world. Maybe think Zeus a little bit.
Yeah, because the easy answer for Lightning Bolt is white.
You'd think, but
from
what?
The sky.
Because from the sky, but what is it doing when it hits the world?
Missiles.
Well,
destruction.
Yeah, red. It's Yeah, so the lightning bolt is going to be red, but maybe the god throwing the bolt might not be red, right? Maybe like Zeus. Is that like, because there's actually cross color combinations. That's the next step of this. There's two color. So here's, this is going to be harder. This is a two color card, two colors. Now, this is actually easier because it's two colors. You know, you're gonna have a higher chance of being right. No, you think it's harder. It's not. The first one's easier. Okay, so try to think of the word, what it means, what the two words mean, how they intertwine. This card's called Destructive Revelry. And it's okay, you can be wrong. This is
blue
a meme
game.
Blue and black. Very close, but no. But it was not blue and black. Destruction is red. Most destructive. So black, pestilent. I think destructive, it's more like, you know, doing damage, whereas the black would more be like doing harm, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, beating a car with a baseball bat would be red. Shooting the person inside the car with your gun is black. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And that's what I mean by the color black in magic. Like, pest, anything that really kills. Okay, how about, this is the name of a legendary magic card. How about Lyra, Dawnbringer?
Blue.
Oh, not blue, but you did get, she's flying, she's very, you know, in tune and strong, so blue is a good guess, because to be a Dawnbringer, you would have
white.
To be, yeah, she's white. Blue is a good guess, though. Blue and white in magic, you might not know this, they're commonly known for flying. If you have flying, you're probably a blue card or a white card. Okay, well, I just looked up, and we're now, like, turning off sometime soon, so I'm going to stop this segment. I think that was a fun little segment. Little name that card. I think you did pretty well. Maybe my job is to now teach Nyala how to play magic, but I just wanted to kill some time and create a little fun little game. So, folks out there, just so you know, when I take road trips for magic, I always play games with my friends. There's tons of games, and I'm going to, in the next part, just teach you a few of them. I wanted to just kind of just bring this segment in and bring Nyala. Thanks for participating.
Thanks for having me.
Yay!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.